An Iraqi chemist who worked in Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction program says he is happy to be free of the former Iraqi leader, who he says made every Iraqi live a life of fear. However, when it comes to the issue of weapons of mass destruction, the scientist told VOA Iraq quit producing them after the Gulf War in 1991. In 1986, Khalid Francis Thomas, a Christian Iraqi, graduated at the top of his class from Baghdad University with a degree in chemistry. But soon after, he would face a decision that he says changed his life forever. He says he still has nightmares about it. The regime of Saddam Hussein, still at war with Iran in 1986, required all young men who were not in school to join the military. However, because of his chemistry degree, Mr. Thomas was given a choice.
They chose the most smart people from many different places. I was just graduated from my college in that time, and I have to choose. Either I go to the war with Iran, and that's very dangerous, or I be in the scientific establishment. So I prefer to be in the scientific establishment.
Little did he know he would soon become involved in Saddam's weapons of mass destruction program that U.S. officials say was still active until the start of the coalition attack in March. U.S. officials have said it is just a matter of time before they find banned weapons in Iraq. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz told the Washington Post this week that Iraq's well-practiced deception cannot be penetrated overnight. Mr. Wolfowitz said the belief that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction was based on what he called a widely shared intelligence assessment and that there was no controversy about it. U.S. officials say troops in Iraq have already found mobile laboratories that could only have been used to develop chemical and biological weapons. But as far as Mr. Thomas knows, there are no such facilities or weapons. In 1990, he became a supervisor in charge of the Biological Evaluation Laboratory and Quality Control Analysis in the VX Nerve Agent Program.
If there is anything happen in this field, I will know about it.
What Mr. Thomas says he knows is that in 1991, orders were given for the laboratory to abandon VX testing and instead switch to analysis of pesticides and herbicides. At the time the order was given, Mr. Thomas was responsible for testing VX nerve agent on cats. In 1998, Mr. Thomas quit the laboratory and has since become involved in the sale of hunting weapons. But in March 2003, he and other scientists were called back to the laboratory. He says instructions were given by Amir al-Sadi, the Iraqi liaison to the UN weapons inspectors, not to agree to be interviewed in private, as the inspectors had been demanding.
Just 1 month before the war started, and he warned us not to speak anything outside the country or even in a diplomatic building. And he said that's from the mouth of Saddam Hussein, that you have, if they ask you, you must ask for 3 people from our side to be with you as a witnesses, because they might lie and say that you are said like this and like this, and that's for your sake, as he said in that time. And you should answer them just if they insist to have you outside Iraq. You can interview me here. Why outside Iraq? Or even in the diplomatic building.
The man who gave those orders, Amir al-Sadi, was one of the coalition's 55 most wanted Iraqis. Shortly after the war ended, he surrendered. That day, he told an Arab satellite television station that no weapons of mass destruction would be found in Iraq because, he said, Iraq abandoned the program in 1991. U.S. officials do not believe that. And U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said Tuesday the arrested Iraqi officials, like Amir al-Sadi, may be the coalition's best hope of finding out what happened to Iraq's weapons of mass destruction.
We may end up finding out precisely. We're now interrogating, I think we've picked up about half of the people in the top 55 in that deck of cards, and we're doing the interrogations. It is also possible that they decided that they would destroy them prior to a conflict. And I don't know the answer, and I suspect we'll find out a lot more information as we go along and keep interrogating people.
The former Iraqi chemist, Mr. Thomas, says if he were asked, he would insist that as far as he knows, there has been no Iraqi chemical or biological weapons program since 1991. But U.S. officials have heard such claims before, and they say they are determined to keep looking for the weapons they firmly believe are there. Greg Lamott, VOA News, Baghdad.